don't fail me now.
Welcome back to the G-Loop Show. World famous OG Sundays, fabulous slow rider oldies live online. I'm your host with the most, G-Loop. I'll be joined by the beautiful queens they call Berkeley, Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. In 1 second, I want to give a shout out to everyone tuned in from across the world, boys and girls, ladies and men from the land to Japan. We're back with the number one show on Sunday nights on Blog Talk Radio, that is, the G-Loop Show. Phone lines, same as they always are, 914-803-4001. If you're listening online, please like, share, you know, put it out there. Leave a comment if you can. But thank you for the continuous support. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate, 93.3 Tweed FM ISM. Every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific. Tune in this Thursday night. Soren Baker, the legendary Soren Baker, will be live on the premises. Also, shout out to Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Shout out to One World Magazine, the hippest, flyest magazine in the world. That's why it's called One World Magazine. Follow them online. Also, Normani Candles, three beautiful young princesses who are doing their thing independently in the Southern California area, but their products are worldwide. Just hit that website, normanicandles.com. And also check out our YouTube channel, the G-Loop Show YouTube channel. Check out After Hours after the show tonight. That being said, let me bring in the queens they call Berkeley. First, the OG Queen Jean, a.k.a. Mean Jean, on the scene, and Cousin Marcy. Good evening, ladies.
Hey, do you promise to funk the whole funk? Nothing but the funk.
Come on now.
Feet don't fail me now. That was, damn, it was like one. Okay. I ain't going to take up too much time, but when I heard One Nation Under the Groove, I said, G-Lou is clowning on the low, y'all. He clowning because the Raiders
I'm
won.
Clowning.
No, hey, that was just my perspective. I know that's not what you were doing, but I was okay. I know.
We barely won.
That was just my thought.
We barely snuck up out of there, but we got it.
Absolutely, but y'all did it. So salute to the Raider Nation. Don't trash the Steelers. It's the first game, so don't get too excited about things. We already got people talking trash, like somebody calling shower curtains. Y'all should know who that is. So he's a Raiders fan as well.
Shout out to Maniac. I just found out he's a Raider. He's a Raider fan too. So shout out to DJ Maniac. Yeah, he's riding with me.
Mm-hmm. Cousin Marcy, Queen, what's happening?
No, you know, I'm just sitting here. I'm here. No, you talk the stuff now. Talk it. Okay, so y'all won. Game one of the regular season. How y'all doing tonight? Howdy, Queen.
Who is
Howdy
your team, Marcy? Who is your team?
Mm-hmm. We are
the Steelers.
She's a Steeler.
She's a Steeler, too.
Steelers.
Okay.
Rod Woodson, my number one football player of all time. Not new to this. True to this. Yep.
Did Rod play for the... No, he didn't play the Raiders. Okay.
See?
He promised to...
I'm thinking about the other one. My bad. Nah, he in his later years, but he did not. That was the other Woodson. My bad.
Yeah. The claim to fame was with the Steelers. There you
CJ
go. Well, who is that back there?
You.
Is that another Raiders fan?
Yeah. It might be another one logging on later.
We
got the whole family over here.
No.
It used to be Queen and Flossie, but now it's just Queen. So you got three Raiders. We got three on one.
No,
you got three on two.
My bad. Marcy's a Raider. A Steeler. My bad.
She's trying to have you over there, solo bolo queen. You see how they do when the first game of the season comes along? The first game of the season. The first one.
I told you, we already getting clowned. People already, when I put up my pictures, they was like, you shouldn't have even did that. Why?
And it was against the 49ers. Ugh. Geez.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't it's sound right. like them. What
it's
you doing?
Right.
You sounded like them.
I know.
No.
We
all good.
It's
only the first
That's
game.
Right.
The Raiders
That's
barely
right.
won anyway. So those, it's all good. they barely won anyway. But nevertheless, they won.
Barely.
Okay.
Right, because I wasn't even talking no shit. I didn't say nothing. I didn't even start this right here. You see what I'm saying? I don't know how it turned into a rival thing. You know what I mean? So I don't want no problems, man. I come in peace.
When it comes to this and the Celtics, because of Marcy is Michael Jackson,
oh, the Celtics,
and she is
too.
Always going to be starting something.
Hell
yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's
this
awesome.
Is
now,
where,
Marcy.
Yeah.
Come on now. You
my crap,
you know
my crap talking
queen.
Comes out.
Yeah,
my,
I am.
Oh, my God.
I am a Celtics fan.
Nope.
How y'all from LA and a Celtics fan? Hell, no, that don't even make no sense right there.
Because I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm a listen, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I'm not from Pittsburgh. That's how I do
it. Yeah, but
the
Celtics,
Marcy, how did you
do it? That's totally different. That's
how?
Like our number one rival right there. That's LA's number one rival.
Because it's your rival. Oh,
that's all right.
Okay.
See, we different. That's the whole thing.
That's what makes conversations interesting. But this is why I don't do sports, politics, and religion.
Yeah, them Celtics. I don't know about that one,
y'all. We never get past how can y'all like them because you from L.A. That's the first thing they always come
but
with.
But you ain't been no Celtics. You probably was a Celtics fan when Kevin Garnett was playing. You been a Celtics fan since back in the day in the 80s?
Yeah, I've been a Celtics fan since back
in the
80s.
No, not me.
Very,
I'm not
very
that's sad. That's sad.
I wasn't.
Yeah. It's okay. Mm-mm. The rings are sad, too. I know.
We got more, though. We up one.
Let me tell you something.
But
come
you
on,
know,
Maniac.
It was something I did see. I seen a what is it called? A hologram? What is it called, you guys, where it looks like they're really in motion from Kobe throwing the ball. And I forgot what
show
that was.
Yeah, hologram.
So that was at some event. Yeah. If anybody out there hearing me, you know what it is.
It was at the Santa Monica Pier, I think, Queen, and they did a drone, a synced drone show, and it was Kobe shooting a basket by the Ferris wheel.
Absolutely, that's what it was. I thought that was so dope. Did you guys see it, King?
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
no,
because
they're not real
it's
Lakers
really
fans. You know the real Lakers fans. You know, they know what's popping, what's moving, shaking, and popping. They was like, we
wow.
did it.
Oh, let's take a ride.
Wow.
Get the
switch, G-Lou. She on one, huh? I'm tired.
Drop
yeah, because I'm tired of hearing. Hey, because I'm tired of hearing all these lies, Queen. I'm tired of hearing all these lies, so. OG Sunday, y'all.
He didn't close the door on me, y'all. That's right.
Lock the door.
Gotta hear some Johnny.
I'm
tired of all these lies.
I'm tired of lying, peeping and hiding in low-class places. Oh, I'm so tired, baby. I'm tired of worrying whenever I come home. With your lipstick traces for your thing, you can rest assured, my woman, no fool. She can tell I've been loving you, stealing your love, getting harder and harder to you. I've been getting just more whole water. I'm running out. I've got too many eyes to find. Oh, yeah. I'm spreading myself. I'm spreading myself a little too thin. Trying to do the job. I'm too. You can rest assured,
been out with somebody else. You know, a lot of times I don't want to talk about it. I try to get it off of my mind. But then my conscience, you know, everybody got a conscience. My conscience gets to bother me. And when I try to go to sleep at night, seems like to me I can hear my conscience say, Jack, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know you got a good woman, and you ought to treat her right. And I made a deal with my conscience. If my conscience didn't bother me, then I sure wouldn't bother my conscience. But every night and then, they come around to me and tell me, you know you've been wrong. Yes, you have. A lot of fellas out there been wrong. You ought to go to your babe and tell her, honey.
know the family is the solution to the world's problem today. Now let's take a look at the family. In the family, the father is like the head, the leader, the director, not domineering, but showing love, guidance for everyone else in the family. And if we could get all the fathers of the world to stand up and be fathers, that would be great. But then we have mothers, who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. The son, most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely going to be all right. Then we have the daughter watching her mother, because sooner or later she's going to be a mother and she'll have her own son and daughter. Stop there with the family of yours or mine. It's a universal family under one divine purpose and one divine father. That is, if we all come together, no matter what color, race, creed, because that's all in the head, whether you want to believe it or not. Cause you bleed.
Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies, 914-803-4001, the calling number. I'm joined by Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and the homeboy, DJ Maniac. Shout out again to the winners and losers of the day. Shout out to the Raiders for sure, whatever team you represent. Much love and respect. Also, we got Queen Jean coming up with the announcements, top of the hour, and we got Marcy's Minute as well, so stay tuned in. It's the G. Lou Show, OG, Sundays. We'll be right back.
That's what we do every Sunday, man. Shout out to the G-Loop Show, man, and all the listeners tonight, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, man, it's a must, baby. You know, I'm straight out of Compton, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a must that they listen to, you know what I'm saying, the old G-Loop Show on Sundays, Low Rider Sundays, man. It's all good. Believe me, if you love Low Rider and you love old school music, this is the show for you. You know what I'm saying? Tune in every Sunday.
And
I'm gonna start tuning in every when I'm not low riding. I will be tuning in.
And
I'll be calling in too, so don't y'all might get tired of it.
Hey man, I wanna give a special shout out to Gangster right there. He just lost his son, so he's going through a lot, so keep Gangster in your prayers. Much love, big homie. G Lou Show Old You Sundays. This right here is going out to cousin Marcy off the request line. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yo, this is Marcus T from Timex Social Club, and you're listening to the G Lou Show.
Hey, check it out. We're back. OG Sundays, Fab and Slow Ride Oldies. I had to come in and let that was off the playlist, but I know that was dedicated to Marcy. That's a bad jam right there. By the legendary Stevie Wonder.
Jeez, oh, yeah, that's a bad jam. That whole album is bad. That whole album is bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's
an
old school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Classic.
Too high.
Classic.
Right?
Classic. Hey, Hey, y'all, we got a caller out there. Let me go to the phone line.
Oh, goody. Goody, goody.
Go to the phone line.
Caller, hello.
Hello, how you doing? This is Marcy. Berkeley's the father. I'm happy to see you feel like you got going after talking to
wow.
I went all the way to the White House with it. I'm 91 years old. God's been good to me. I want to tell you and your viewing audience that you're doing a marvelous thing. We need to do something to stop these children from killing each other and get these our people, and I'm saying our people, positively. That's what the younger people like you and Marcy should be doing, is try to get them on a positive road. And a positive road is let you know that you can do all things. You can do all things. You can do all things. We were rulers of the world for a long time, but we lost it on the way to dope and heroin and cocaine and Pod Diddy and all those crazy folks, and we took it up when we were younger. You and Marcy keep doing the same thing. They remind us that we're kings and queens. And I have a poem that I always say to encourage young people like yourself in Washington. I really pray for y'all, brother. And the poem goes like this: to blaze your path through life's golden gates, to make your life's path not filled with hate, to push ahead to show the way so others may follow unafraid, and show your path to everyone and show them how nice things are really done, and open their eyes so the blind may see your path to righteousness and happiness that they hope would be. And after you have did all these things and more, and have spread your love from sea to shore, then and only then is God going to recognize us and what you're doing on the air tonight, your positive profiles, and keep doing that. God has found a path, finding what's more. That's you and my daughter, and I appreciate you. That's why I'm doing
wow.
this. I'm appreciative.
And
your
niece.
Wow, that's
your
incredible
niece
point.
Is here, too.
I'm not doing it.
You don't hear
I was on the air for almost 20 years, and God bless me. When you start doing positive things like you and Marcy are doing, and Sister Jean, who you guys are working with, I know all about you. I want to encourage you. That's a form you guys are doing, and I want to leave you with this. You guys have all the intelligence that you ever going to need because you're on the right track. And if I can do anything to help you, I'll help not only Marcy, but any young person that comes to me. I'm 91 years old, and I got to give it away now. I got to give it away. It's in me. So it's in y'all, too. So just keep pursuing. I'm going to say a little prayer for you real quick. Heavenly Father,
okay.
in your precious name, bless these two individuals and the other one that works with them. They're trying to tell the viewing audience, whether they're black, white, red, yellow, green, young, or old, or feeble, that they can do all things through God who strengthens them, because they're rulers, they're kings and queens. Let our people know that they're kings and queens. In your precious name, I say thank you. In Jesus' name, I say amen, amen, and amen.
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 Uncle Brack.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys are on
the good
track.
He's not
acknowledging
me at all. Uncle
Braxton.
Uncle Braxton.
Yeah.
Uncle Braxton.
I didn't acknowledge you. You're the one. You're the reason it is. You
Uncle
got to the door.
How are you doing, Uncle?
I'm so happy that you guys are on this road. See, we need more younger people than myself. I'm 91. I've been through the fire. They want to dumb you down. They want to dumb you down. They don't want you to know that you were kings and queens and you ruled the world at one time. But we got hooked up with Bennett, Black Molly, Red Devil, heroin, cocaine, and calling each other Big Lips and Flappy Butts and all that shit. And went to the negative end of the road. They got lost some along the way, you know. And that's why I'm so adamant when I preach. I say I preach to people that you can do, especially our people, you can do all things. You're a marvelous creation. You can do all things if you use your mind.
Amen.
You got to use your mind. You can't do it just looking at Dick Tracy and Lil Abner going back to the jungle and
Santa Claus and
all that crap.
He said Dick Tracy. Okay.
Tracy.
Yeah. And he was.
You're way beyond that.
Right.
But everybody you meet, keep talking it on the air. Keep putting it out to everybody you meet that you stumble across in your life. Just show them a positive attitude and a sensible attitude and a brainy attitude that I am me. And I can think. Mm-hmm. I am a powerful individual. Mm-hmm. I'm black and beautiful. Bring that black and beautiful thing back to them, you know?
Yes, sir.
And you guys are going to do good. And I'm not going to take up all your time because I know you got somebody else that wants to say something.
We love it.
But you keep doing it. Keep doing it. I'll get you one of my books, Afterthoughts. Mama Jean got some of them. Get the Afterthoughts, and that tells you all about it.
Okay.
All right, Daddy. We love you.
Uncle
Thank
Braxton.
You for
I love you. I'm going to encourage you.
I wasn't lying.
I'm encouraging you all the way. I'm pulling for you. I'll be the bat boy. I'll bring you the ball so you can knock them out of the universe, okay?
That's right.
All right.
Amen.
It's beautiful talking to you. Y'all encourage me. I'm trying to get up and run around the house.
All right, Uncle Braxton. We love you. Good
God
night.
Bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
You guys have a good time.
Bless
keep doing what you're
Daddy.
Doing. Don't
love
stop.
You.
I never met the young gentleman, but I know he's out there knocking him out the park.
Yeah, he really is, Uncle. He's knocking him out the park.
God bless. It's been a pleasure.
Right,
we love you, Uncle.
Okay, I love all y'all. Okay,
Uncle,
yeah.
Shout out to Uncle Braxton. That warmed my heart, Uncle Braxton. As soon as he said something,
that was classic.
Absolutely. So you, like, wow, Uncle Braxton.
That was
voice
right there.
Yeah.
That was love. I know that made Marcy happy as well. So that was beautiful.
Oh, my face is all breaking down.
You're probably bruised up by now.
Thank you, Dad. Right, my cheese is so big. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, y'all.
He's not even acknowledging you. He's just ignoring me. I was getting in my feelings over here.
But I know he wasn't doing that on purpose. But it was just funny, though.
Of course not. Of course he wasn't. You tell me I'm his favorite niece.
Mama G.
Sister Jean, Mama Jean.
Sister Jean,
shout out to Uncle Braxton. What a blessing. 91 years of age. We are blessed.
That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, y'all.
Well,
don't
go back to Dick Tracy, y'all. Stay with us.
Take it back to Dick Tracy. Don't be watching no Dick Tracy, y'all. Thinking he's like that.
You ain't going to learn nothing watching Dick Tracy. You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Nothing.
Right.
Sure. Shout out to Uncle Braxton, man. The OG. It's the G Lou Show, OG Sundays. Queen Jean with the announcements, top of the hour. Marcy's Minute coming up short. I know she got some stuff to talk about. We'll be back. We got Maniac in the back, too. Let's hit a switch and dip out like this right here. Yeah. Hey, check this one out.
Thank you.
Another bad jam right there. Only on the G Lou Show. We got Queen Jean up next with the announcements, y'all.
Playing the best mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program. The G Lou Show presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G Lou Show OG Sundays thanks its sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G Lou, in 5, 4, 3, 2,
and with that being said, we got Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
She said, you, me, and he.
That's a bad jam, ain't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. So listen, FD Funnel Cakes, they are open today, and they're saying it's Sunday Fun Diggity Day. In celebration of the CEO Cheyenne's 30th birthday, you get two bestseller funnel cakes for $30 all weekend long. The promotion applies for in-store only orders. 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. The last order is at 9:45 p.m. The location is 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in Compton. You can place an order by pull-up and order, or you can dial 310-404-6849. And it says no phone orders. So visit the location or order online, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates for pickup or delivery. The menu can be found in their highlights on their IG page. So check out FD Funnels and happy birthday to you, Cheyenne. Blessings to many more. You're in your 30s, girl, so the prosperity for your business shall flourish. Filthy Banana Rich Pudding. You can follow founder and owner Tiger Ward on IG. She has the OG Banana Pudding, the Caramel Strawberry Toffee Oreo Peach, and for delivery is 805-738-5943. Also follow her on IG for her pop-up locations. Follow sugarholic.ca on Instagram as well for custom-made desserts. And absolutely follow Shay Doe on IG as well. Check out everything that she has to offer. She made some banging custom-made cakes, and also Miss C Sweets as well. Catch Big Hank at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church to receive a blessing of free food. That's located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach. And that's all week, first come, first serve. You can also attend a Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and Bible studies every Wednesday live on Facebook at 12 noon. The Tweed Cadillac Show After Six Crew airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself, who just celebrated a birthday, with G. Lou as the co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. And as G. Lou said earlier in the show, so Ron Baker will be on there this Thursday, September the 14th. So check him out. Nonprofit organization founder Cynthia Nunn of SNN Angels food giveaway every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. The location is 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Also, My Tribe Rise, follow them on IG and check out everything that they have going on. They're a peaceful movement, and they are always doing something to help out the community of Altadena and Pasadena neighboring cities. So check them out. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G Lou Show, and also don't forget to check out Cousin Marcy's new YouTube channel. It's called Marcy's Minute. It's an extension of Marcy's Minute from our show. Nora Monty Candles, follow them as well on IG for wax melts and air fresheners, car fresheners, candles, all of that good stuff that you would want in the form of wax. NoraMontyCandles.com, check them out. I think they have a newsletter out now, and I'm not sure. Cousin Marcy can clarify that. Follow them on IG. Also, the Lot Auto sales at 538 East PCH in Long Beach, California, 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. The hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m. and 7 Sunday by appointment only. I wanted to put this out there, too. So let me go ahead and find this. But in the meantime, those will conclude my announcements. If there's any announcements that you would like to have announced, you can contact me, Jean B. Berkeley, on Facebook, or Nubian Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show. And this is what I wanted to announce as well. Our own Deacon Norman is going to be in Hollywood, Long Beach Weekly Stand-Up Comedy Get Down. That's every Thursday. The doors open at 7 o'clock p.m. The show starts at 8:30 p.m. $10 entry. Drink specials. View the comedy show live on YouTube Live. Performance location is 237 Long Beach Boulevard in Long Beach. So if Hank comes on, we can get further information regarding that. I'm turning it back over to you, G. Lou.
Yeah, yay. Shout out Queen Jean. Thank you for those announcements for the evening. What was I going to say?
Ooh, ooh.
Damn, I forgot.
Queen
Cuzzo,
Jean.
Cuzzo.
Mama Jean.
Queen Jean with them announcements. Mama Jean.
Sister Jean. Sister Jean. He said, I know who's in the building.
He was thinking about the daycare.
I know who's in the building.
Fraction. That's my heart, man. That is my heart.
That was a cold ass poem, though. He said that poem was, man, was fire.
Yeah,
real.
You gotta give him one of those books. His Afterthoughts.
Yeah.
He has a book Afterthoughts, and it's full of some cold poems. Yeah. So, Cousin Marcy, gotta get you a copy of that.
Yeah, please
Sister
do.
Sister
Jean. No. Sister Jean. Mama Jean. Mean Jean. I remember my first queen.
That
said,
was my mama's name.
I was calling her queen. She said, you know, they used to call me Mean Jean. I said, okay.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
I said, well, you're going to be Queen
Jean. The first time she told me that, I literally asked her why, like a big old D-U-M-M-Y. I was like, why? I was like, were they trying to be clever and match? She said, no, girl, because I was me.
No, the reason how I got that nickname was because somebody tested me, and I had to show him that don't let the smooth look fool you. And so he had started calling me Mean Jean. That was in junior high school, and it just stuck. Yeah, but, you know.
Let him know early.
Well, you know, I didn't have any brothers. What was my brothers and sisters going to school with me? Had a lot of cousins, but yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, but yeah, that's where that came from. And one of my friends, who's my god sister, she just put up on Instagram the other day, like, yeah, that was Mean Jean. We called her Mean Jean back in the day, and I was like, oh Lord, let's keep her where she is. But anyway, moving right along.
That's
mm-hmm.
like the 91 year old.
I'm a queen now. I'm no longer a peasant sitting
that's
on a lily
right.
pad. I'm a queen.
You
now,
a queen.
So.
You a queen.
Yeah, I'm a queen.
And guess
that's
what,
right.
queen? No pain, no gain. Right? That's what they say.
No pain, no gain. That's what they say. In order to get something, you gotta work.
Yeah.
Come play it around.
carry on.
That's that grown woman stuff.
Me at nine, right?
If it weren't for the trials we've been through, I'd never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was learning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
There was an old lady sitting under a tree. She called me over and she said to me, my days left here may not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on a string just because their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean. Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
Be a cook in the kitchen, a lady in the street. You can't show your piece to every guy you meet. It's alright to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain.
No pain,
oh, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
See, you can't give up, the times get hard. It's just that old devil trying to keep us apart. Say, devil, you ain't got nothing here. I'm holding to my man and have no fear, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no, 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 no,
no pain,
no, 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 no. No, 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 no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
in order to get
no
something, give
no
something,
pain.
To be
no
something,
pain.
You gotta go through something.
No pain, no pain,
no
pain.
30 after the hour. You don't want to miss this. I'm telling you. Marcy's Minute, 30 after the hour. Shout out to DJ Maniac chilling with me as well. Before we continue, I want to give a special shout out to my pops, who I lost about 10, 11 years ago. And he just celebrated, it was his, you know, heavenly birthday, born day, a couple of days ago. Actually, yesterday. Today's the 10th. Yeah, yesterday. So this song came across my mind today because before he passed, I had this happen to have. That's when you had, like, the ringtone shits on your phone. When you call someone, a song will play or whatever. And I had this song playing, and my pops was like, he was surprised. He was like, man, well, you know, I like that you have that song right there playing, son. You know, and that was one of the last things he told me before he passed. So shout out to my pops, OG Sundays, and I never would have made it without you.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without you.
Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree? Happy birthday, Pops. Miss you, see you when I get there. Also, we got Cousin Marcy coming up next with the announcements for the evening. It's OG Sundays.
Thank you.
now we got Cousin Marcy with me. Marcy's Minute.
Yay, 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 yay. Thank you so much, Cousin Queen Jean and DJ Maniac. Listeners in the background, it is time for another Marcy's Minute. We have had a little sports talk earlier in the show. I'm just going to cap it off with this. Colorado Buffaloes and Shedeur Sanders cruise to a 36-14 win over Nebraska. They're now 2-0 for the season. Shedeur was quoted in an interview as saying, "It's personal. We are just going to keep our eyes on that young man and the Colorado Buffalo." Shout out to Coach Deion Sanders and the efforts he's making out there. Now, in Diva's Gone Diva news, Lionel Richie would like a moment of Diana Ross's time, and he wants the whole world to know about it. The Motown crooner could not help but feel slighted after seeing the iconic songstress hit the stage during the final LA show of the Renaissance World Tour on September 4th in honor of Queen Beyonce's birthday. As reportedly, by Revolt, the already jaw-dropping concert was accented by an appearance from Kendrick Lamar and Ross, who emerged on stage to perform her 1976 hit record, Love Hangover, and Happy Birthday to Queen Bee. The two ladies shared a special moment in front of thousands of fans as they embraced. Now, Richie is currently on tour with the equally iconic group Earth, Wind & Fur. The original Commodore singer was on stage when he addressed his longtime unrequited desire to share the spotlight with the boss, Diana Ross, like they once did in 1982. There's a song I want to do, and for 37 years, I have tried my best to get Miss Diana Ross to show up on this stage right here tonight, he said, as seen in footage captured from a recent show. He and the Supremes alum performed their ballad, Endless Love, I don't know if y'all remember that tune, for the first and only time at the Oscars in 1982. So, despite his efforts, he's been unable to coax Ross to share the mic with him again. For 37 years, I have tried to call Miss Ross on the phone. Full disclosure, it was clear to me when I said she has told me no. For 37 years, what did you think she was going to do? Show up tonight? The woman ain't coming. She's over there singing Happy Birthday to Beyonce. Piss me off. He continued as concert goers could be heard laughing. I'm sure this is all in jest, as the Beehive hasn't swarmed the 74-year-old artist in defense of Beyonce, but several fans have expressed doubt that his mini rant will help to convince Ross to perform with him. So that was very funny and interesting this week. Shout out to you, Lionel Richie. Let it be known, you want to sing Endless Love one more time to the boss. And then we just going to beef, and we just going to beef. If beef was a person news, DJ Envy has confronted Tyrese face-to-face over disrespectful comments the actor made toward his wife in the past. The Fast and Furious star pulled up to the Breakfast Club on Thursday, September 7th, where he posed a question to Envy and Charlamagne Tha God that sparked a discussion while also rehashing some issues in their relationship. While Tyrese's messy divorce and mental health issues have made headlines in recent years, he wondered where the outreach was from someone like Envy, whom he considered a friend and helped when the radio host had his own marital issues. When we talk on these private chats that have nothing to do with the public, but who you were and how you speak and how you talk about the people next to you, I didn't respect it, Envy began, to the point where I blocked you on my chat because I don't want to see Tyrese as that. That wasn't the man, that was my brother. Tyrese copped to not remembering anything that he said during that time period as he was on a series of psych meds. When you get drunk, do you hold your boy to what he's saying while he's drunk, the actor asked? Do you hold anybody to what they're doing, knowing that this is their usual self? Envy responded by saying that he wanted to remember Tyrese for who he was before. So they went on and on for a few minutes, just back and forth. But something I found interesting was this statement right here. I never had a conversation with you because I never wanted to see you like that. The person who spoke to my wife during that time with text, I didn't like that. and I wanted to remember Tyrese as a brother that helped my relationship. So basically what he was sharing was Tyrese was texting his wife. Now, Tyrese, we don't know what he was texting his wife about, but apparently it was about personal issues. Got even more disrespectful, and we wound up telling Tyrese, but as a man, some of the things that you said deserve me to box your mouth. All that New York coming out of him. But in the end, it just ended with, I still haven't recovered from announcing that Samantha was pregnant when she wasn't at that time, Tyrese says. Everything that was happening, I was out of my mind. That article was found in Hip Hop DX. You can also see the interview, of course, on The Breakfast Club. It is just searchable. You can pull it up. The Breakfast Club interviews Tyrese. It got pretty, pretty interesting and heated. Tyrese is still going on a little bit of a Instagram rampage, so if you follow him, you'll also be able to see that. So I'm just going to keep my eye on it, because you're texting other men's wives. I don't know what y'all think. Queen, Jilu, back to y'all. She said, where did we go? We got in a tornado. We was at the concert.
Oh, my goodness.
Then we went to the Breakfast Club. Where we at? Girl, they texting other men's wives.
So just to, to elaborate, look, Tyrese, let us pray. We're just going to pray. We're going to keep praying for Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese
for real,
got kind of weird. He done got kind of weird on me now, man.
Damn. Yeah, he needs prayer. That's because he needs prayer, because you know why? He is deeply, deeply hurt. He is hurt. And he don't even know how to handle it. He go, you know, people can go to see a therapist, people can go for counseling, but if you're not applying it, you're gonna keep doing what you're doing, and that's what's happening here. You know, you're going to counseling for what? Just to say that I've been to counseling. I mean, it's just like you go to church, you can apply the word to your lifestyle so you can change. But if you're not taking any change on things that you're going to sit in somebody's care for, to get some advice and help, then you're going to stay just where you are. And Tyrese has a lot
of
deep-rooted issues.
Off of that. They need to take his phone, like they be saying. They need to take his phone. Let me go to the phone lines.
He needs to take his phone.
You know, he be going live.
He said, take his
live
phone, please.
Yeah. Let me go to the phone lines. Call her, hello.
Sit in the corner.
Hey,
caller.
What's going on? Man, show has taken me through all the spectrums of emotions that you could possibly have. First off, I want to say, man, Uncle came and killed it, and then the phone call just dropped. I missed half of the sermon. I had to call back in, and it's like, wow. Y'all need to go make all the Berkeley girls, y'all need to go make that man a pot of oxtails and scream him some bonanza, and he'd be all right. That man was talking some real cool shit, man. He
Did you hear that poem?
That's my dad.
Man,
him and the Watts Prophet are best friends. That's the reason why. They're two of a kind.
Exactly.
They think alike. Yeah, that's why they are best friends.
But to be
and
91
his godfather
years of age,
too.
But to be
and
91
to still
years
be like
of
that
age with all your faculties and can articulate your point across, y'all need to
he
go make that
it
man some oxtails.
He was popping
and
it, wasn't he?
Turn
he was
on Bonanza.
It, like
turn on Bonanza for him. And I was about to say, as far as Lionel Richie, that nigga need Dick Tracy right about now, because he tripping. Or Perry Mason or somebody, because he tripping.
If he did that live on a concert, he tripping. For real. That's like
he
Tyrese.
Did. He sure did.
Him and Tyrese both need to go sit down, man. Jeez.
You know what?
Pretty
this
much,
is why
pretty.
I'm glad I have a regular life, that I don't have that fame, because they just seem to lose their minds. They just...
These dudes acting like
social
women
media,
now,
social media allows you to express your shit, and then after you throw it out there in the atmosphere, you feel like, damn, why did I say that?
Right,
and
you can't take it back.
You can't take it back.
And then
that's the part
and then
about
you
want
to get defensive.
Yeah, then it makes you look like a sucker, and you wonder why everybody's moving their table when you walk into the restaurant. They don't even want to sit next to you no more, you know. Man, it is what it is. Hey, but what I do want to say, musically tonight, you killed it for me once again. That David Oliver really had me there. I love Miz. That's a hell of a song, man. To be able to sing that to a girl and mean it, that's a hell of a song, man, for real, though. Man, big shout-out, man, to my big baby, Cheyenne Brown, 30 years old, and I got on Instagram this morning. Man, it was so, weird. Man, it was weird to me because when I got on there, the first person I seen was her holding up a 30 balloon in a bikini. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's my daughter. Oh, my God, what is this world coming to? That shit blew my mind. Man, big shout out, man, to my grandson, Skyler, man. 2.7
million
big
shout out to him.
2.7 million views in 4 days on Darmon Studios. He's a little homeless boy. You know, go check out that story, man. That was, like, real, real touching, and it makes you show that.
He did
great. A lot of people
really
don't have compassion. A lot of people really don't have compassion for the homeless until you be
there.
Don't. But, yeah, and everybody in out trying to steal catalytic converters from you, especially kids. So come off of that.
Yeah,
that,
congratulations
to
your grandson.
Man, that was beautiful for him, man. That's a great look. That's a great look.
Absolutely.
Wait till you see the Nike commercial, the Swoop commercial about to come out. Man, big things going on. Life is beautiful. Big shout out to Beyonce. Me and her share the same birthday. Virgo, man, this is Virgo season. Y'all, man, y'all just have to bow down to all of us Virgos, cause man, we be doing it. Big shout out to
y'all.
Link
something
Q
different
from X Clan. Man, that's my girl. We've been celebrating our birthdays together since like '92. Big shout out to Lynn Q, otherwise known as Isis from X Clan. So man,
Isis.
Big shout out to G Lou. Man, happy belated birthday to your dad. It's like,
thank
wow,
you.
Man, Virgos, man, Virgos is Virgos. We are in a class all by ourselves. Some people hate us, some people love us, but all people respect us.
And look, and the bottom line, because my sister, rest in peace, is a Virgo, and then my granddaughter, the one who helped you out, Deja, her birthday is Tuesday.
Wow.
So yeah, Virgos are in a
Virgos
whole
are deep. And
class
love
by
birthday
themselves.
Birthday.
Yeah, we are
ooh,
deep.
Ooh, happy birthday!
Love by,
yeah.
Love by a few, respected by all. Man, it's a trip, man. People be saying all kind of foul stuff about Virgos. Oh, y'all selfish and y'all self-centered.
They're misunderstood.
Y'all conceited.
Misunderstood.
Over sexual, freaky. I done heard every dish you could say about a Virgo. So man, it is what it is, man. What a great show, dude. What a great show tonight, you do. You the man.
And you know what, Tweed, I wanted to just piggyback off of the homeless with your grandson, because I have seen two videos online that has really pissed me off. And they're of T.I.'s son, King Harry. And the way he's going around here bullying these homeless men, I just...
What was he doing?
Like,
I missed that.
One of them, it was him and his squad, and they took a bottle. I thought they was pissing on him, but they was pouring a bottle of water on him. And he sat up, and he was like, man, come on, man. You ain't got to do that. Why would y'all do that? You know, and I was like,
recorded
damn.
It? They were recording?
Yeah, it was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's,
and the second one was, the second one was with this hot chip challenge. So he told the homeless dude, I'm going to give you $50 if you can eat this hot chip. So he ate the first one, and it didn't affect him too much. But then he gave him that real hot one that killed that young teenager. And he was just standing there looking like he was going to fall out. But it seemed like he was trying to hold his composure together. And this is T.I.'s son, King Harris, the one who gets on there and have a lot of mouth. You know, he act like he's so hard. But he's picking on the homeless people is what bothers me, you know.
Is he old enough to talk about him freely yet? Is he eight of the teen? Because I could really go in on Lil' Kang. peasant.
Yeah, but I just wanted to put that out because we were talking about how passionate Skylar is being in this, in what he's doing with the homeless.
Yeah.
You know, how this lady had her whole perception of what homeless people was about, or you know, and he just kind of like set the bar for how you're supposed to feel about the homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know, we don't know their backstories. We have no idea. It don't take nothing to be kind. It, you get it free, you know.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And circumstances can cause you to be homeless, but it has nothing to do with who you are as an individual, because
absolutely.
I remember one time being at a liquor store, and there was a guy sitting on a crate, and I'm looking at him like, wait a minute. And I walked up because he looked familiar, and it was my high school history teacher.
See?
That was sitting on a crate on the side of the liquor store. That blew my mind. I'm like, how the hell could something like this happen? And that guy was cool with me, but he was hard on me as well, too. But, you know, it's like, wow, how did you end up like this? You never know what a person is going through, man. So be kind to others.
No.
Treat others like you want them to treat your mama, man, because it ain't, man, it ain't cool, man. Nobody, it is some people that probably want to be homeless, you know, that turn down
the
up here where I'm at. Oh, yeah, they don't offer them hotel rooms, and a lot of people turned it down. A lot of people utilized it, but a lot of people just turned it down. So some want help, some don't. But those
but
that
just don't bully them.
Respect them. Yeah, respect them as people, because just because you're in a bad situation, it could be you tomorrow. You know, so please believe.
Or it can be one of them that's gonna take you out. You don't know what they got underneath their cup. You don't know if they know black belt or what they know. You know, you just think because they laying down. Don't get it twisted, though. You know, they might be the ones that come from underneath them, all them newspapers, and take your ass out.
Because they used to have to protect themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is what it is.
I know,
man.
We went on a whole other topic.
Don't be in Kroger's. Don't be in Kroger's stealing liquor if you're pregnant, too. Don't do that. Because it can go bad. That's not cool.
And don't
either.
Accelerate towards the law enforcement. Like,
yeah, just
come
please
on,
don't
people,
do none
like,
of that. Don't
do none
of that.
Don't do none of that. Oh, she was this
and
she
nice
was
to
that.
Be nice to your grandmama. Be nice to your grandmama. How your grandmama going to have a restraining order against you? Come on. And you're 21 years old with 2.5-point kids. Come on, man. Come on,
grandmama,
man.
Said, I'm going to be wise. I'm going to get a restraining order on your ass. Because back in the day, we're going to take you out.
You and the kids. Look, you and the kids.
Got a restraining order on a granddaughter. I don't even know what y'all talking about.
And the kids.
I don't know either.
Know
I'm just speaking
about.
On it.
Her name is Takaya. Was in the store stealing and liquor.
Rest
and she's
in peace.
Pregnant.
We ain't making fun
with,
of her.
She's pregnant with two kids, and she's only 21. And has another kid in her belly. She's in Kroger stealing liquor, and the police killed her because she tried to take off. He tried to take off in front of police, and he dumped on her because she
tried
to
drawn down on her, and she still tried to accelerate forward. Oh, these again, these are not these I don't GAF moments that this just seems like this generation is having. Like these is not working for you. There's no Ben Crump for that. In my humblest appearance, rest in peace to the young lady, but people, young people, you cannot go forward on officers of the law in any kind of way or situation when you are drew down upon, period.
That's right.
Nope.
Especially when
you
they're giving you ample opportunities to just come out the car, Worst could have happened, they would have gave her a ticket. Told her don't come back into the store no more. Found out she was pregnant. Took the liquor and she could have been able to leave. But no. Her understanding made her do some stupid shit and she lost her damn life. Now everybody's talking about, you didn't have to kill her. You didn't have to kill her. Well, damn, she could have ran over that cop. He was in front of her car. Took him off of his feet and he just shot.
Two cops.
Come on. Come on, man. Come on. And then y'all gonna go and feel sorry for the chick that got hit in the head with a brick. They didn't put $42,000 in her GoFundMe.
That might have been changed. Hold on right quick.
Let me take this caller. Caller, hello, 813, hello.
He is off.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida. Hey, listen, the one thing I don't hear anybody talking about with that young lady that was killed by the police is what kind of liquor was she stealing? Boone's Farm, you think? Maybe Mad Dog? That's very important if you're going to take a bullet. Anybody know the brand?
E&J.
No.
No, really? Was it E&J?
Erkin and Jerkin.
Maybe it was some...
I mean, that might have been worth a bullet. Guys, listen, you also mentioned grandmas earlier. I remember my grandma, and she's not with us anymore. She actually passed away about 6 months ago. But the majority of the time I spent with my grandma, she used to watch us after school. My mom worked late nights. And the last time I talked to her, she brought up a story that I thought she had long forgotten. When I would be babysat by my grandma when I was probably, I don't know, 10, 12 years old, I had gotten a Polaroid camera for my birthday. I used to take photos of her when she was changing, and she didn't know, and sell it to my buddies. And you would be surprised how many white kids from Central Florida would buy a picture of, like, some raisin titties. It was I must have made 1 year maybe about $1,200 selling Polaroids of my grandma. And but I do miss her now, you know what I mean? But I still have some pictures to remind me.
Hey, man, I knew this was some trolling shit, man.
It's
come on, man.
Guys.
I knew this was a bullshit,
Who is this, man? Come on, man. Hello? Like, first, when it was like, what is a mad dog? I knew when he called it was some bullshit.
Wow. What's up, man? Who is this, man?
How is this Mike from Orlando, Florida? Yeah, I mean, showing my number. I mean, this is a racial thing, is it? You hear a white guy on the phone, I'm not allowed to ask the liquor?
No, that wasn't the issue. The issue was the grandmama pics.
Yeah.
What guy would steal pictures of his grandmother getting dressed? That is, like, ridiculous, sir.
Yeah, but she has huge cans, bro. You never done that?
No.
All right, man.
No.
All right, man. Good night.
Hey, thank you
much
for
love
thank
Florida.
You for
enjoy the
me.
Show.
Bye.
I listen to you guys when I can. I just wanted to say when I was younger, my brother and I were really close, but he had a disease. His testicles tasted funny.
All right, man. Wow. Hey.
Don't slip on a banana peel.
I knew it was a Queen, we've had those over the years. I know it'd be bullshit when I hear it.
Push tone on it, for sure. But you know what?
It's the same person.
Wow. Because
of voice, when the voice came on. So it's not his first time pressing one to come in and.
That means you large, G. Lou. When you get trollers on your show.
Let's get him out of here.
That was actually cool. Wow.
Well, God bless
him. Way the hell out. God bless y'all, man. God bless you. Hey, man, we finna get Dick Tracy on the case to find out what's going on in Orlando. We need Dick Tracy right about now.
And get smart.
Yeah, Maxwell Smart, man. We need all
Maxwell
of them
Smart.
Maxwell Smart. Oh my God, that was my guy, man.
And Agent 99 behind inside the mailbox. Man, we're going to find out who you are, dude, from Orlando.
Inspector Gadget, showing my age. Inspector Gadget time.
Inspector Gadget. Man.
God bless y'all, man.
Tweet Cadillac, baby.
Peace.
We're going to slide, y'all.
Shout
out to
love.
Whoever Mike was. We'll be right back to wrap it up.
Mike from Florida.
Yeah, Mike from Florida. Shout out to Mike from Florida.
We got his number.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? After the pain, you come and love me. And I can explain.
pain, y'all. But with that being said, we about to slide up out of here. Thank you, everyone who joined us. Everyone, from me to you, have a blessed, great week. I'm going to turn it over to my co-hosts and constituents. Shout out to everyone who tuned in once again. DJ Maniac, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, love y'all. Thank you all and everyone else. See you all next time. Have a great, positive, blessed week.
Yes, have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. Love you too, King, DJ Maniac, Queen, Cousin Marcy. Everybody, it is a new week coming up. So one word I just want to leave with you guys, balance. Peace and love, Ashe.
Peace and love, Ashe. Till the next time, we out.
Maniac.
Yes, sir.
Any last words?
You got some party words? Oh, yeah.
He be like, oh, it's my turn.
Wait a minute. I was nodding off. Wait a minute. Let me wake up.
He went to watch Dick Tracy.
Maniac been working hard, y'all. He been working hard.
Yeah.
Much love to you, Maniac.
Much love and respect.
All right. There it is. All right, y'all, we out of here. You said what?
Peace and love.
He ain't said nothing.
No, he said Raiders going to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas this year. So we gotta be in that thing. Shout out to the Raiders, man. We all love y'all. Peace.
Don't be speaking too soon. Peace and love, Ashe.
Peace.